I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Fresh. There's no way you still use one of those little trees to freshen your car. Do you still have a tape deck and use manual windows also? Of course not. It's time to upgrade that car freshener. Fresh is the first minority-owned car air freshener company and provides scents like black ice, strawberry, and vanilla that last twice as long as competing brands with dope recognizable phrases like drive slow, homie, sitting sideways, picture me rolling, and more. Turn your air freshener from a little tree to a stylish talking point. Fresh people like fresh things. Upgrade your life. Get Fresh. Available at RideFresh.com. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. And on Instagram at RideFresh. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. Get Fresh.
Let's start the show.
I just want to say shout out to my mom, dog. My mom listened to the podcast. So I was like,
oh, she did? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know how to feel about it. I was like, you did, huh? She said, yeah, it's not bad at all. I was like,
okay, good.
Okay. And then she followed me on Instagram. And I was like, okay, you're going a bit far now.
Right. No, like, no.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
My mom shares it on Facebook. When we post, she'll share. I don't think she listens, but she'll definitely share. Like, thanks, mom.
So my mama download them, so she just don't listen to them.
Well, hey,
everybody. I showed her how to download them, and she was like, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, before we get into things, apologies to Ty's grandmother. Apparently, she said I cuss a lot. I fucking do, so.
Right. Every other word is a cuss word.
Sorry. It is what it is. But hey, man, new year, new us. Not really same niggas, but it's all good. Okay, okay, okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your man, T-E-D-K-U-S-H. Man.
This is your guy, Ty, man. I'm in here.
And it's your girl, Danny J.
And of course, you can follow us on social media at the Ted and Ty Show. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow me at Ted.K-U-S-H, Ty at Ty-Sean.W, and Danny J at Go.Danny J. Go is spelled like she was cheering for them LSU boys this weekend. They actually ended a UCF streak. I was low-key upset about that. But anyway. What's good with y'all, man? Happy New Year. New Year, new you, or no?
Happy New Year. Same on me.
I'm going to go with the or no as well. Shots. Immediate shots. First shot of 2019.
You heard us say still short.
Damn. Anyway,
it's all good. What did y'all do to bring the new year in, though?
What you do, Ty?
I went to Bill Street. I actually set out.
There goes that damn Bill Street again.
Right. Yes. Look, it's only three things to do in Memphis, man. And that's one of them.
I imagine it's either get shot at or go to Bill Street.
Or get shot at. Like, that's the other part. That's the other
Or go to a Grizzly game.
I'm picking Bill Street every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
And remember that Bill is spelled like Bill with a Bradley Bill with the E at the end. I just remember that from last time. Anyway, whatever. Y'all
I
got
went
any...
out
oh,
to
did
a club. Mm-hmm. But it was more of like an adult club. It was like a grown-up club because the person I'm talking to, she's 10 years older than me. So.
Sugar so mama. Cougar. You don't get your cougar date.
Yeah,
mass.
But. So we went to like an upscale, kind of like tie, suit and tie, black tie type of event.
So who had a suit on or y'all both wore dresses?
Neither one of us had a suit on. It wasn't like a super dressy, but I had a dress on and she had on like, you know, what you would wear.
She had on a t-shirt and a black blazer, didn't she?
Yep.
Something like
it. With some loafers. That's like the, with some loafers.
With some loafers. Yeah, yep. She did.
Yeah, that's like the stud layout.
Yeah.
If they gonna get
the shirt was
up.
Black. Yeah. Pants was tan like a motherfucker, and it was a black fucking blazer.
Did she have her strap on underneath, or?
No,
damn, let the strap go.
It was at home.
Hey, like, so did they keep that in the drawer,
party.
Or is it, like, hung up on the bed?
Or is there, like a special case for it? Is there a case for it?
And you go get it. Hey, go get my strap.
Every stores it differently.
Do they have electronic straps?
They do.
Like, that bitch spins around at the same time. That shit is cheating.
That is not.
You can't put a motor in your dick, son.
Nigga, like, I can't spin my dick around and
like, so I'm moving all hips. I'm using everything God gave me, and she got science involved like a motherfucker.
She got fucking what's that? The Optimus Prime on.
She got the Apple dick the eye dick, and I can't the eye dick. Keep up.
She's like, hey, babe, let me use that charger real fast.
Right.
Let me grab that. My dick
running low. It's running low. It's on 10%.
They make straps that do everything your dick does, a strap can do, including.
Well, my dick only includes things.
Including like, what? Yeah, get hard and nut. That's all they need to do. Like, you would want to include piss, but like, I'm not really.
Like, it only does.
They
like,
make straps that allow you to get hard and nut.
Nut what? Oh. Whatever you put in there, so like they can put sour cream or like yogurt.
It comes in a kit.
What?
Okay, move on. I'm just letting y'all know.
The fuck along. I don't want to know that. I feel like I'm learning so much.
Wait, but, so Danny, did you get some New Year's ass or no?
Of course I did. Did you? I would hope so.
No, I didn't. As a matter of
tragic.
Fact,
tragic. Oh,
went to, bed.
Oh no, definitely not.
Nigga was tired. I went out and by the time I got home, it was a wrap. And I woke up and I was like, sheesh. Hey, can I Ty, you're the only other male on this end, so I'm gonna have to ask you this. And it could just be me, even though I've heard another dude say it as well. Dog, when you like get drunk, do you wake up naked?
Son, look, I either wake up one of two ways, either fully dressed or butt naked. Like, there is no in between.
Yep.
Nigga, I either still got on headphones, phone in my pocket, wallet, keys down there in hand, shoes, like, or I'm asshole naked with socks on because I'll never take my socks off.
Yeah, that's me too. Danny, is that not a thing?
No, it's not.
It is with men, though. I'm being honest. Sir.
Wake up and be like, what happened?
Bro, I don't even be conscious of it. Like, I woke up in the morning and I was like, why?
Like, hot, son. Like the alcohol making nigga hot, so you before you know it, so you just taking everything off.
Stripping.
Like I was like, why? I was confused as shit, but I mean, it was some good ass rest. I mean, but yeah, it's all good. So I heard this on the radio. At least I'm gonna give credit to it. I could have just stole it, but I heard some shit on the radio that was talking about what people are gonna leave in 2018, and not necessarily personally, but just like overall, what the fuck does society need to leave in 2018, like what's going on now that we need to leave there? So what do y'all think needs to be left in 2018?
Android devices.
Hey, them Snapchat suck, don't it?
Suck. Quality, horrible, garbage.
I didn't watch that shit. I'm straight. What do you say, Danny?
Tekashi 69, his ass need to be left.
He's
in jail. Damn.
A whole person. Leave him there.
This nigga,
I'm fed up. Like, I think he needs to be left. That's a whole person. I honestly feel like leave him.
Let's leave writing out Facebook status, writing out Facebook posts, like memes you see on Facebook, and writing them out. Let's leave that. We should have left that shit in 17, but it made
ain't that shit the most annoying shit though? Because it's like, bro, I know that you're clearly trying to get clout right now. Like you're looking for a share, brother. I saw the same meme that you saw, my man.
What you don't know is I saw the meme right before I saw your post. It's annoying. Like
on the timeline at the same damn time. Shit. Well, I think we need to leave dad shoes in 2018.
Dad shoes?
Dad shoes. I'm tired of like now.
You talking about like the all white New Balance runners?
Yes. Like the Yeezys. I know those are dad shoes, and I'm mixed on them. I kind of like some and some I don't. We could do the Yeezys or whatever, but like, you know how niggas are currently like really like buying dad shoes as if the bitches are fresh. Like, they aren't. They are not. I don't care.
They look
that
heavy.
This is a Nike.
That's what they...
Bro. Look like you.
They do look heavy.
You climb a mountain with your. They're not fresh.
Oh. And let's also, Champion. Is that what everybody jumping on trying to rock the Champion? Leave that. Like, this
3 years ago, nigga was going to drag you for wearing Champion.
Like, leave it alone.
Which I don't know is I'm about to start wearing Starter. I'm gonna try to get ahead of the curve.
Well, Starter is cool though. Starter is cool. Like, I have a Starter jacket now. It's a Gremlin one. It's vintage. Mm.
See, I got a
like Starter.
Look, that's funny you say that, Danny J. I got a Champion Gremlin hoodie.
See, that's different. That's like vintage. That's something black. All this new, you know. And if you come across like a vintage looking Starter jacket, like those to me are. Just
that's fresh.
Vintage type pieces. Yeah, they fresh pieces.
That's fresh. But niggas out here right now with whole ass Champion fits, though.
Right.
It's not like you got a Champion college, like, Like a starter jacket is like, that's classic, bro. Exactly. Everybody wanted a starter jacket. Like I had a Lions starter jacket coming up. Ugh, that bitch, looking back, that bitch fire. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, bro, these full out champion outfits, you got to stop that shit.
You got to.
You
got to
stop
it.
That shit. You know what? Since you left the person know, I'm going to leave Jacquees in 2018.
Okay.
Damn.
And I almost too? Called him Jacquees. Yes. Yeah, I'm leaving his whole. I'm leaving his nigga. I'm tired of him, bro. You know they started a petition is. They started a petition to have Jacquees. See, Tyden fucked me up. I bet y'all called Nicki Minaj now too.
Nah, you still saying it wrong.
Yeah, you are. You said Nicki Minaj. I mean,
okay. Whatever, nigga. But actually, I was on the phone with Danny J the other day, and I said Nicki Minaj, and
she said like, the right
there
way.
There you go. No.
No, definitely no. not. No. Totally wrong. Damn.
No.
Completely.
Yeah. Hey, let's leave not cleaning your background before you go live on Instagram. Clean your fucking house before you let other people in.
Can we leave Backwoods in 2018 also?
Atlanta gonna have a problem with that, son.
Hey, because niggas definitely. Are spending $10 on Swishers. Backwoods are horrible. Anyway, so
trash.
Going into the new year, though, of course, there's always some New Year's Eve drama. I'm glad to hear, Danny, that you was safe out there. I went out, but I went to somebody's house. Mm. Ty, you did the same, didn't you? Went mm-hmm. to like a kickback or something.
Went yeah. to a kickback.
Yeah. But so going into 2019, there was a shooting out here in Dallas. And I just asked y'all, did y'all hear about it? Y'all said no. So I can't wait to tell you this shit. So at Ecstasy, which is a strip club in Dallas, I've been a few times. It's BYOB.
Son, it's BYOB. It's niggas walking BYOB.
Around
with,
really?
With full coolers, Danny. Like coolers.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I mean, the idea of it is not bad. Like,
it's not bad because when I think about it, like strip club tax for everything. Tax. So
no, you just got to pay for the mixers.
Yep.
Okay.
So BYOB. No, you don't want to go there after I tell you this. So okay. There was a shooting. At Ecstasy in the parking lot. Now, as of late, I think there have been a couple shootings at Ecstasy, but, you know, it's a strip club and people have, you know, whatever their thoughts on strip clubs are. But this time, the security guards were the ones doing the shooting. Mm-hmm. There was a fight in the parking lot.
Top flight security, Craig.
My bad. Of the world, Craig. Okay. There was a fight and that's exactly what it is. So ultimately these two guys are now charged with murder because there was a fight in the parking lot between a woman, two women, and then I think this guy, they said he might have jumped in because that was his girl or something. And ultimately this girl ends up like beat up. So he gets in his car to leave and his truck to leave, and he's driving away and the security is telling him, no, stop, you can't go nowhere. First of all, drop that again, Ty. What are they?
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
We top flight security of the world, Craig. Shit, not just the city, the world. Been jacked by Santa Claus, all kind of shit. They need security in the world, Craig.
That's it. You're not the police.
You're not.
You are not anybody that I need to really listen to if I'm not planning on being in your establishment any longer. At the worst, write down my license plate. And right. tell the police to come get me.
Right. You're a hall monitor. That's what right. you are.
Bro, so instead of them doing any of these logical things, these young men who are 25 and 27 years old decided to let off into this man's vehicle because he didn't stop and he was trying to leave. They shot this man 22 times.
What?
What?
22 times. And so he leaves
behind. Wait, what kind of marksman? Are these secure? Why aren't they cops? Like
marksmen,
son. You understand? Like 22? To hit a car 22 to hit a person in a car 22 times.
Yeah, no. Wow. So there's a video circulating around in which you can see everything go off. And yeah, they shot this man 22 times in the parking lot at Ecstasy because they told him to stop and he quote unquote didn't obey their commands.
Mm.
So this guy went into the new year. Dying, leaving behind like 5 kids, I think, and like either a wife or a girlfriend, baby mom, whatever, doesn't matter, a significant other.
Wow.
So y'all hadn't heard about that.
So y'all got a black t-shirt that says security from Walmart.
Yep.
Now you niggas is certified murderers, huh?
Oh, okay.
Bruh, let me ask you this. When shit got rough for Craig and Day-Day, what did they do?
Niggas ran.
And they took their shit off. They was like, I'm good. Holy moly, got his ass beat up, right? Like, so that shit is some wild shit, dog. So
stop, freeze.
Well, our condolences goes out to that man and his family, because that's
some wild shit.
That's wild. And
I'd have been to ecstasy multiple times. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I can't fathom being shot or shot at because you told me to stop and I laughed at you because,
like, he was doing the right thing. He was getting away. He was leaving the situation.
Get his license plate. I mean, get his license plate. Call the proper authorities.
And go on about your day.
And go on about your fucking business.
Get your check at the end of the night.
They charged him with murder, bro.
Right. Yeah,
first
they
degree.
They murdered that yeah, man.
They charged him with murder. I mean, dudes waived their rights and actually talked to the police and was like, you know, they told him. So it's probably going to be open and shut, but this shit is fucked up, man.
It is.
Protect yourself out here and shit. But,
like,
yeah, I
both
just
y'all
to
started
send
shooting?
Condolences, like you said. Yeah. 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 No, bro. Bro. You,
that's what's
the
crazy.
Video
not like, one
real
nigga
deal.
Started shooting and somebody stopped him like, hey, son, you wildin'.
No,
was like
it
right
was like,
idea.
Yum 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 yum. Like a nigga, like damn near reloaded in that bitch. Like, nigga, this is not Red Dead Redemption, brother. Calm down.
You niggas taking Call of Duty way too serious.
Huh? Way too serious. Cause now this man not coming back. Now that the sadness is out the way or whatever, we can laugh at some shit. Cause Tiffany Haddish, she had a New Year's Eve gig. As well, or I said as well, that wasn't a gig, that was a tragedy. But
right,
damn,
it's not funny, but
sorry, yeah, you got it. But so Tiffany Haddish had a New Year's Eve gig in Miami, and apparently she fucking pooped it. Did y'all hear about that shit?
Yeah, heard about it from you,
but damn, I heard about it from Twitter, so shit, it was a trending topic. Do y'all think Tiffany's funny though? Honest shit.
So I don't think she's funny stand up. I think she's funny like Dave Chappelle. I find her funny and humorous in movies. Not
exactly.
Like stand up telling jokes.
I would 100% agree.
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, all of those.
I can't say that because Eddie Murphy raw.
Yeah, raw was funny, son. But like after that, it was like definitely movies.
I think if she has like a script, she's able to take that script and like make it her own and make it funny. But I don't think she's funny like stand up. I mean, I don't think a lot of comedians are funny like stand up.
No, you don't like Kevin Hart, do you?
I don't like Kevin Hart. I don't think he's funny, but she's definitely less
funny than him though.
Yeah,
she's less funny than him, and she's entertaining. It's like a show, but like Ty said, in the movie scene, if she has a script to elevate, I feel like she can make it her own. But as far as the stand up, I don't think I would like pay to go see her.
See,
or anything.
Because like her and I keep saying Dave Chappelle because I feel like I very strongly
Dave Chappelle stand up be funny though.
He's not funny to me. Like his most recent one that he has on Netflix, that's kind of funny, but that's more serious. Dave Chappelle, he's
serious
too silly. Yeah, he's too. And with her, it's the same thing. It's like, son, she's too silly she's too flamboyant. It's like, I need to see her in a role, not just like this Tiffany Haddish. Like, no, I need to see you as the night school teacher or, you know, the girl on Girls Trip.
Girls Trip, right.
Yeah.
I did see Night School. Night School was all right.
It was definitely a Kevin Hart movie. It was like, okay, cool. I'm glad I didn't pay for that.
Yeah. So let me ask this then. Because y'all said that she's funny in roles. Do you think that the roles that she is assigned to play, though, are very, like, stereotypical and just, like, ghetto girl, like, shit?
Yeah. I think so.
I do, too. That's,
she does
that's,
it well.
That's what she lives on. Like, that's how she makes her money.
She does it
on
well.
On being, yeah. The...
But is that shit gonna last?
I don't think
How long
so.
Did it... you know what? I think it's gonna last for a little while, just like it lasted with Melissa McCarthy. The you know, the big white lady from
talking about
a bunch of, I mean, she Bridesmaids, she was the big, well, no, not Bridesmaids, yeah, she was in Bridesmaids, and a few other movies, but like she's the big white lady, she was funny.
Oh, the girl that was an identity thief, Steph.
Yep. Yep.
Steph. Oh yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's funny, and I feel like she does enough to stay relevant. I mean, I think Tiffany Haddish is going is slowly but surely, like already, kind of like
fall off,
fading out. Like, yeah, I don't feel like she's gonna be around for like a long time. I mean, I don't think she's gonna. I don't know.
So I like Tiffany Haddish. I'm gonna be honest. I like Tiffany Haddish. I really liked Girls Trip. Like, that shit was funny.
I laughed the whole movie. So
it was funny. But yes. I agree. I don't think that like I would fuck with her stand up just because I would be over the whole like ghetto girl shit. Like even Kevin Hart's stand up is hilarious to me. I'll be real. Like, I love that shit. But I don't think I can do two more Kevin Hart stand ups. Because it's going to be all the same.
And you know what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all he does.
And it's funny you say that because Kevin Hart, you see he has a new movie where he's trying to be in a more serious role.
Oh, and I'm actually...
the caregiver.
I'm actually intrigued by that. I think that's going to be a good movie.
Now, the thing is, I do too. I think Kevin Hart can do that. Right. I don't think Tiffany Haddish can. I think if they try to make her, like, a serious single mom, like, it'd be like, that's not...
Right.
Like, even in the OG, like, you seen the last OG on Netflix with Tiffany Haddish.
I never watched it.
There are times where she wants to. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, son. It's actually pretty straight. I'm not the biggest Tracy Morgan. Me neither. Son is actually pretty straight, though. He's not funny at all.
He lives off of being, like,
goofy.
Yeah, like, stupid.
Kind but like, so you forget that he's Hustle
not
Man.
Funny,
you
goofy. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, he's Hustle Man, like you said. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, that's actually pretty straight. But Tiffany Haddish is in that. Times when she's trying to be serious, and I can't take her seriously. It's like, man, I'm used to you being loud and extra. This isn't a role that I can see her playing. Like, perfect example, Monique. When Monique did Precious, everybody changed their image of her. You know, like the image was like, oh shit, she can be for real.
Because they were used to seeing her on
the Parkers. Yeah,
she killed that. But it could have went either way. That could have. Negatively impact her career.
Off.
Yeah,
but it definitely. I mean, did she get an Oscar for that? No, she was nominated, wasn't she?
I believe. I thought she was. I know Precious.
Precious won.
Precious won, didn't she? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and she been losing mad weight. I don't know if y'all seen her.
Yeah, she
like she done lost a hell of weight. Like, she's still a big girl. I'm not gonna say it. Like, she just out here.
But compared to what she was. She's definitely losing weight.
Yeah, because she used to be like Quantasia Sharpton.
Wow.
I did it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Big fat liar.
Yeah.
Daddy, you see how whatever happened? I just want to know whatever happened to her and whatever happened to that. Actually, like, did Usher have the herp or no?
Wait, isn't Usher about to get a divorce right now?
I think so because of that. Did because you see herp, Usher's new hair?
Looking like Young Jock.
Oh my god! You didn't see it, Ty?
Look like Young Jock.
I'm
Ty.
Glad I haven't.
They I'm claim go it's for it a movie role. But like, damn. What movie he finna be in?
Why do fools fall in love? That's what he gonna be in. Shop da da do da 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 damn boo. That's what.
Look like a damn fool. Damn. That's what he look like.
Shop da da do da. You look like a fool. that shit funny as hell.
Wow, he looks like Young Jock, son. That's what he looked like for real.
Exactly.
For real, nigga, yeah. Oh, you just Googled it.
Yeah. Son, he looked like the black Jimmy Neutron with this shit on his head, son. I'm on his wig now, son.
Son looked like he smoked Virginia Slims.
Yeah, he got the black Donald Trump for real, son. That boy is wild.
You heard me, Danny? Look,
yes.
Have you ever seen a Virginia Slim?
Yeah. Long as hell.
And slimmed in a bitch. He looked like he smoked cigarettes like Cruella DeVille did. Like,
That boy looked like he ain't got nothing but bad news to tell you, sir.
He looked like he walked up to you like, hey, what's going on, man? Shut up. Like, he's just a finesse nigga.
Yeah, he like he about to scam you out of all your money. Can I help you out, sir? Not with that hairstyle, bro. I'm straight.
I'm straight. You seem like you got clearly a lot have of bad judgment. News for me, bro.
Yeah, like you got a lot of bad choices you've made in the recent past, my nigga. I'm straight.
Yeah, no, that shit funny as hell.
So it took a flat iron, buku curls, a razor, clippers. Son, it's never been four different people working on a hairstyle.
Ever. A waste of time.
He looks like he got it done at Fantastic Sam's, though.
Yeah, you heard me. Fantastic Sam's. Sport cut.
Son, look like this nigga got. Look, son, look like he got on the fishnet right now. Right?
In the cafeteria.
Yeah, right now.
I was about to say, it look like he make a mean catfish. A mean fried catfish.
He look like he just got out of jail and he didn't know times have changed.
Hey, he don't say niggas. He say cats. You cool cats and dolls.
You groovy cats. You jive turkey. Y'all don't know style. I'm fresh. Mm. Like when a nigga pull his pants leg up when he talk. I'm fresh.
Man, look at here. Let me tell you something, youngin. Hey, speaking of old school and throwback and all this other shit. I know niggas is over it already and it hasn't even begun, but B2K and this tour.
The millennial tour.
Yeah. Y'all going? We rocking jerseys and jersey dresses and headbands.
I'm definitely going.
So you think I'm not looking for some Jabos and a backwards Eric Dickerson jersey?
Don't know what I'm wearing, but my face will be in a place. I think it's like April. It's going to be in Atlanta, I think. I'm going. It reminds me of like the Scream Tour. I'm intrigued. That's my word of the night, obviously.
Clearly.
To see. But I also heard it was canceled because there's some drama going on with Omarion and blah, 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 blah. Right. But if it does happen, I will be there because I loved B2K, like I said. It remind me of the Scream Tours, Chingy, Yin Yang Twins. Like, you really can't go wrong with the people.
Why didn't who they invite have. My nigga Bow Wow, though?
I heard somebody say he got too many issues going on or something. And we discussed Bow Wow in a previous episode. He do got a lot going on. He crazy as hell.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't want to mess with it. But I think it's a dope concept if it actually – they even going to Shreveport. So they trying to make some coins.
Like they're not going to Detroit though, and people in Michigan was pissed. They was like, "What the fuck? We trying to go? We got our I Love Melissas. Did y'all wear I Love Melissas?
Yes, the little see through shoes, plastic. Yeah,
that shit was horrible.
Oh, the jellies.
Yeah, it was a form of jelly.
It was a form of jelly. It was like a sneaker.
Yeah,
but it was.
Oh,
it had the strings.
I know what you're talking about.
You remember when they had
on the side
with the M on the
side? They had not airbrush, of course they had that, but the see-through Air Force Ones.
Yes. Oh yeah, I'd be sweating them bitches. They'd be foaming up.
I was just about to say them bitches would be foggy than a bitch. And then don't let you have on some dirty socks. I never had any of those.
Look stupid as hell.
Me neither. Hey, look, never had them, son. Because no matter what, nigga, the shoe was gonna foam. I mean, fog up. So it was like, don't get those, bro.
Don't get that. Weren't they fake?
And Eddie wasn't going.
Yeah, because I don't think they ever really released.
Yeah, I was about to
like
say, I don't
shoes.
Think Nike ever made them bitches.
Yeah, I think they were all fake.
But just imagine like a naked foot in there, bro. Like, that's disgusting. Like, if you didn't put socks on.
And
like,
and that what, dog, you know what? Our culture, although we had some fresh ass shit back in the day, let's be clear, you know what I'm saying? Tall tees and all that shit was cool. But like, at what point did we decide, hey, we're going to make it? See-through Air Force Ones.
Stupid.
Why would we want to do that? And like, nigga, dog, speaking of Air Force Ones, though, because I was about to say, niggas really used to be in forces. Dog, Dr. Dre has a whole closet full of all whites.
yeah. Like, he legit never has to wear the same shoe ever again. Like, the nigga, I remember seeing that shit.
But it's literally, like, 100 pair of the all same... ones. Dog.
So you remember a fresh new pair of ones, son? You had to walk like your fucking knees didn't work.
You didn't want that crease.
Yeah. You didn't want that crease at all. As soon as you get one crease, good. I'm gonna get some new ones.
Hey, look, this was my move, son. I would go wherever we was in, the calf or whatever, I'd be like, all right, I'm about to find a spot, and that's just my spot for the whole 30 minutes. I'm gonna stand here real lock legged. Just how y'all doing? I figured bitches, son, because my mama not gonna give me another pet till next year. So
yeah, I figured the trick out though. You gotta put like an extra. You gotta wear like three socks and then ball your
three
foot.
Socks. Yep. So as soon as you get out of school, you take them hoes off.
Boy, you feel free.
Oh, you try this. Hey, did y'all try this then? Because we ain't gonna lie, we did this. Get a get one shoe size under. So I wear a 10 and a half. Get a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Your foot will keep the shoe from bending.
You just, your mess. Feet hurting, nigga. Your toes is your hurting. Feet be... Dog, the front of your
all
toes.
All day.
Dog, hurt.
Throbbing.
Throbbing. Nigga, throbbing. Low key, you know your shoes too small when you get to a place and you take them off?
Immediately.
Like you just, no, I'm talking about, nigga, you get to class and you just slide, like you don't even yeah. take them off. You just slide your foot out a little
your
bit.
Ankle out. Yeah.
Nigga. I swear.
So that's how you know niggas not unique, son. Because look, you doing that shit thinking, I'm the only nigga doing this shit. Like, nah.
Everybody right really besides doing
So you know what else we used to do, though, on some honest shit that or I could have been, again, I probably was not unique in this. I don't even like these ankle socks or footies or whatever you want to call them no more. But nigga used to roll them bitches down underneath your foot to, yeah. to make a footie.
Make it, yeah.
Yeah, so nobody could yes. see your sock. So yeah. in Atlanta, you either did that or you had slouch socks, which were... The big puffy socks.
Y'all niggas wore puffy socks?
They're big. They're real big. They're real big. And the tube of the sock is like, they're color. So you wear like red, green, you know, whatever color you got on that day.
I'll be real. Atlanta niggas to the day dress weird.
Yeah, I'm like, extra. I see people today and I'm like, what in the
Atlanta niggas hell? To the day. Hey, y'all remember, hey, Soulja Girl.
Oh, yeah.
On the what y'all should call it, the Marta?
Yeah. On the Marta, yeah.
Dog.
Soldier girl up in this.
Hey, so, hey, hold on. That. So why you sitting on, why you just shitting on cities, my nigga? Don't forget, it's so cold in the D.
Come on, man. Nigga didn't even, I don't understand who them people was even were. Like, and now granted, I'm not from the heart of the city, but like, nigga knows, but no, I'm not making excuses. I'm not making excuses. Let's be clear. I still got to take my lick for that, and I don't know who them people was. Like that's, I don't know what, they was in a fucking, what was that shit? Where the cemetery. I'm like, where do dead people go?
Heaven.
Just, if you pray.
Right. If you lucky.
If you lucky. Yeah, ain't that what they say? If you lucky.
That's real as fuck. For real though.
yeah,
it's so cold.
How the fuck we supposed to get what? How the fuck we
peace?
Yeah, what the fuck? That shit was so bad. That shit was horrible, dog. But so, I got a question as far as this B2K shit goes, though. And this some shit. Like, I know we've been dragging this nigga, but is this Jacquees's doing? Because, like, R&B niggas is going hard now.
They are. I don't know. If so, thanks. You can stay in 2019 if that's the case, because I'm here for it. Like, most
R&B niggas going hard.
Women are. They are.
He brought them niggas out, like... Niggas like, well, he the king. Shit, I'm the king. Nigga, did you see that nigga ran up on Key Sweat?
Oh, yeah, I heard.
I heard about that.
He ran up on that boy. Nigga, somebody walked up to Key Sweat with a video camera, asked him, hey, you know, Jacquees said he the king. Woo-woo. So he like just talking about it. This nigga Jacquees ran up. I'm the king. I'm the king. 16 to 25, that's me. I'm the king. Wow.
Heard of
nigga Keith Sweat, like what?
To Keith Sweat, the cry.
To Keith Sweat, for real.
The beggar,
for real. So
it was the beginning of that R&B shit.
Real nigga shit. So before we get to the dad joke and wrap shit up or whatever, me and Ty talked about this the other day. We actually missed hella people that we could have mentioned when we was talking about this nigga Jacquees, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Key Sweat. We didn't mention that nigga. Like, I still think R. Kelly is, you know what I'm saying, is up there and shit, but like, nigga, it's a
Did
lot
we
of
say
nigga.
Genuine?
No.
No. Didn't say him. He definitely
Key Sweat, Genuine, Tyrese, nigga, cause Signs of Love.
But again,
making
we were
classic.
Talking about his generation, though.
Yeah.
We were talking about his generation. So we was trying to stay kind of closer to his age, but then when we did pick R. Kelly as being like overall all time.
Ain't nobody in his generation, and that's what speaks to how bad R&B is.
So that's why he was saying it's him.
Fuck that nigga, man. I'm tired of this nigga, dog. I hope he just don't show up to the. What if we being fooled and we get to the B2K tour and it's just Jacquees on the stage?
Jacquees not supposed to be there, is he?
I don't know. I'm just saying. No.
Are you upset?
Yeah. Jacquees ain't supposed to be there. What the fuck? I'm paying to see Omarion. Yeah, you think that nigga gonna be on stage? Touch.
Is he not supposed to be there?
Touch.
All right, real quick on that touch video. I saw that shit for the first time way back when I, like, not like recently, but when I first saw it, I was like, hey, son, that nigga getting it. Like, that shit was dope.
No, it was. But I went back. I'll be honest, dog. I went back and actually watched it because, like, who doesn't listen to music on YouTube? In today's standards, that shit is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Horrible. For today's
world, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For today's world. Like, if a nigga released any, like the Icebox video, if a nigga released any of that shit nowadays, nigga would be like, bro. Are you really damn?
Did y'all have a small budget or something?
Yeah. It's just the quality of how shit is now, though. Like, niggas making nice-ass videos and don't be no type of real artist. All you need is a camera and a, you know what I'm saying, a nigga that know how to edit. Everything HD.
Like this nigga, the Blue Crip nigga.
Oh, my God. Blueface
is butt face. That nigga is trash.
You heard that nigga, Danny?
I have not. I've heard of him.
Don't go Google. Don't waste your time.
Okay.
He's a nigga that raps off beat and intentionally. Mm-mm. Yeah. And I hate niggas that's gassing this shit. Like, it's niggas out here that's like, hey, the Blueface nigga actually kind of straight. Like, no, he's not, bro. No, he's not.
So he had a freestyle on a shitty beat with shitty words, and I was like, that's probably the best thing I've ever heard him put out.
On the cool. Wow. The one where he talked about some, we can get a Mac it.
The one I sent you. That's the one. The one I sent you. I was like, yes, and it's probably the best one.
Look, I do it on my own. Don't need no shooter. Sliding up and down Washington, bitch with a bazooka. Let a nigga trip, put blur to his gun like bazooka. Up the Mac, make this bitch sing like Luca. My Glock hate niggas, like the Ku Klux. Keep two dicks, so I can really give two fucks. Bitch, I'm in the zone, I can't come to the phone. Got it on my own, just be there when I get home. Stay alone, can't fuck if you ain't got no arts. My life a movie, bitch. Just play your part. Used to have to push the bins, now I've been pushing start. Gotta keep the beef in the oven, just push the start. Gotta keep a 40 on me, fatter than Paul Blart. Catch a nigga slipping and I'm sliding like I'm at the park. Yeah, alright.
Blueface,
come on, man.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah, he trash. But I wouldn't tell him that to his face. He has face tattoos.
Yeah. And he openly flaunts that he's a Crip in California neighborhoods. He's probably legit.
And niggas haven't checked them on it, so
nobody.
Kind of leads me to believe that this nigga might really be a Crip. Like,
he might really be a Crip.
And one thing I know is, like, gang things is like real nigga shit. Like, niggas ain't just out here like claiming that shit. Like,
not in California, fam.
Like, nigga, nah.
Not where niggas can touch you around the corner. Nah.
Nigga, what? Where niggas really shoot up niggas' mama's house? Like, nigga, don't just talk about it. Like, no.
No, we does that. We does that.
Yeah, your mama crib can get sprayed. I'm gonna pass on all that shit. I do want to mention the Kobe shit, and then we can get into the dad joke.
Kobe got a little girl all the way.
Yeah, that shit sucks, doesn't it, though?
Yeah, for him, it got to be trash. It's like, damn.
Like, son,
everybody had a son.
Like, that's...
You couldn't miss in the NBA, but you missing now, nigga. Like,
son, three girls.
Like, this is the fourth.
Yeah, three.
And I know he gonna say, yeah. Right. And, you know, he's probably like, I love them all. I love them all the same. But deep inside, he probably like, fuck.
Can you imagine being Kobe? Can you imagine being Kobe Bryant's son, though? I mean, maybe it's God telling him, like, hey, bro.
No, Michael Jordan has two sons. Both them niggas went to the league. I mean, not league. Both them niggas went to college to play ball. Both of them.
One
played at UCF. The other played at...
I know.
Oh. No, they was buddies. Yeah, but they was both
okay.
Trash.
Okay.
But so yeah, no, they was trash as shit. But like, they still like
that's too much pressure. Sons.
Like Bronny,
LeBron.
Bronny has the most pressure at all out of all of them. This nigga has
he like the best. Him. He like the best son I ever seen though. Besides like Steph Curry,
Sharif.
Yeah, I know
Sharif O'Neal. Yeah, he got a heart. He got a heart problem or something.
I mean, because I feel like those guys that have sons, like LeBron, it's like so much pressure on the sons. Like, that's why I kind of come in. Like, I guess the ball brother, the ball boy. What's the dad name?
LeVar.
You know, because he actually LeVar, made it, you know, and it's just like all special, you know, whatever. But that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but LeVar wasn't shit, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, nah, he had his buttocks.
His son.
One is in the league, the other one going to the league.
Right, so I mean, Melo's
for sure gonna go. That nigga's nice.
But say you suck and your dad played, just like all these rappers that's trying to be like their fathers, like T.I. son and all these people that suck. Like, it's like
T.I. son is not that bad though.
Okay, well,
you think he's horrible? Teach his own.
I don't think he's horrible, but I think he sucks. Like, I don't think it's nothing that I would just prefer.
Who's that?
Lil Boosie.
I know, like, Lil Boosie, his daughter, she's straight.
He has a daughter that she raps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Boosie, though, nigga,
got like
I don't...
37 kids. So.
Yeah, he do. I don't know if y'all saw the video, nigga. He was shooting a video, nigga, and a nigga caught on fire at his video shoot.
And a what caught on fire?
A Negro. A person.
A dude.
A man. Caught on fire, nigga. They're literally just recording Boosie talking and shit, and they say, oh man, get the water, man, get the water. And you know them niggas country as hell. They go like Webby with this Angela D, Charlotte McGain. But so they go to the camera go over there. Dog, this nigga's like rolling on the ground. This nigga Boosie told this nigga, stop, drop a roll, man. Stop, drop a roll.
I can't. I cannot.
This nigga's really just on fire, bro. Like, somebody get some water. Though. But yeah, so yeah, that shit is wild. Ty, you got a dad joke ready, my man?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Danny J. Cushington. Yeah, that's nigga full name. Why do chicken coops have two doors?
They have a front and a back.
Why?
One to go in, one to go out.
Yeah, one to go in, one to go out.
Because if they had four, they'd be chicken sedans.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that was funny. Dog, that's funny as
that
shit.
That was a funny one.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm dog. That nigga said you said be chicken sedan. Oh man. Yeah. That was solid, bro. That was solid.
That was a funny one. That was a funny one.
Dad jokes every Monday through Friday on the page at Ted and Ty Show on everything. Social, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff. And, of course, every episode here with Ty with this funny-ass shit. All right, so high question at the moment. How come our nose run, but our feet smell?
How come our nose run, but our feet smell?
Yeah. That was going right.
Ha! Yeah. So funny. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. I'm hitting niggas with official ass jokes.
Because they like really make me think, then I feel dumb as hell. Like,
because you like, get that. Wow. Yeah, because then Danny something? Be trying to come up with real answers right, to the shit. I'm like, nigga, it's not meant for an answer. It's just like our nose run.
That's why I like them.
Feet smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so Danny, you got some good black news for us to take us out?
I do. So today I want to give a shout out to a Miss Yolanda Ford. And y'all, she is a Missouri City native. And in December, like the later part of December, she became the first woman mayor of Missouri City. And not even the first woman mayor, the first African-American mayor in Missouri City, which is so dope. Like, the guy she beat out, he had been the mayor since 1994, and she beat him like by over 51%. And she graduated with her bachelor's from the University of Houston. She had a science degree, and then she went to Prairie View and she got her master's in architecture. So pretty dope. She was sworn in on December 17th. So shout out to Yolanda Ford, the first Black Missouri City Mayor. I think that's so dope. Like, just so
dope. That is dope. That is dope. So Missouri City, Kansas.
Wait. Yes, I think.
Is that in Kansas?
When I looked it up, it just said Missouri City, but I'm pretty sure that's
but you,
what it is.
You know, niggas from like Kansas and like Missouri and shit. I don't know why they like that's. It's like a weird ass place. I think the Wizard of Oz really fucked that shit up because them niggas be like, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. Right. Nigga, okay, nigga. I don't understand why there's a Kansas City, Missouri and a Kansas City, Kansas, and the bitches are like an hour or two apart. That shit is weird as fuck.
Exactly. It is weird. It is weird, but I'm pretty sure it is definitely Kansas. But that's it's cool. weird. Yeah, nah, but I thought that
nah,
was
that's
dope.
That's what's up, though. Yeah, that's what's up. Well, as we wrap things up and get out of here, we appreciate y'all rocking with us in the new year. Shout out to everybody that listened and been listening and been supporting and all of that shit. We definitely see the views, and I definitely see the spike. Huh. Shout out to y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But make sure you keep up with us on all things social at Ted and Ty Show. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Make sure you catch everything.
Oh, wait. Sorry to cut you off, but again, shout out to everybody that's purchasing our merch. Merch is definitely available to purchase. So thank you to everybody that's purchasing it. We love the support. So thank y'all.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Thank you so much. That's love
major real. Love.
Yeah, because, yeah. We like that. wear the sweatshirt and shit.
I'm sorry, lastly, I don't know how you're gonna edit it, but if you do rock our merch, make sure you tag us at our social media outlets, like Ty said, so that we can, I mean, like Ted said, so we can give y'all a shout out.
Yeah,
or, share, you know, share, tweak it. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Every Friday, of course, you can catch a new episode with the Troublesome Trio, Problematic Pair, however you want to say it. Until you hear our voices again, stay tuned with the Ted and Ty Show. This has been your boy, T-E-D, K-U-S-H, man.
That's your boy, Ty, that guy.
And your girl, Danny J.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
That's all, folks.